You know, Blog Talk.
There we go. Let's just say, where's the music?
Hiding.
Thursday, people. Thursday! We are past the hump of the week, so hopefully y'all got your hump on yesterday. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Party day.
I'm sorry, I'm dancing. I'm ready to dance. Oh, God.
Music makes me want to go get in trouble. No GTA for you.
I'm keeping it low on purpose, but people are going to complain. This is the opening song to GTA 4 if you've never played it. And you have to play it so you can see why they won the, what is it? Was it Tribeca film? Did I say they did this one? It's actually on a front page.
GTA? I didn't think it was GTA.
It was for LA Noir.
Yeah, LA Noir. Yeah, there we go.
But I said you can see why, because that was the beginning of them starting to move towards it being cinematic. You have to see the opening sequence. It is like a movie, not like a video game at all. I sat back and really enjoyed it. Do not watch the opening scene of GTA with kiddies. It is, there's a part in it that's really kind of graphic and great. Not that you should be playing any of it with kids. And I'm rambling. Okay, good morning. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
I'm Corey. And I am Ginger.
So how are you doing today, Ginger?
I am excellent.
I am really, I sound subdued, but I am full of coffee. I am really trying to rein it in today. It's not going to work.
I've got my sweet tea going. I've got my Cheerios. I am good. I got a story I'm writing. I got, oh, girl.
So you guys should know you got about 4 to 5 days left before Virtual Sex in the City kicks off. You guys are going to love this. If you like drama and you want it in the context of gaming and not a reality show, well, it is kind of a reality show.
Grit.
It's a column. Kind of like,
it may not be for younger readers.
No, please don't. Oh, God.
So please keep your children away from it unless, yeah, no. No, just keep your children away from it.
This is going to be interesting. So I suppose we should do some news. That's why they came, isn't it?
It may be. I don't know. Is that why y'all guys came? Or is it just to listen to Corey's voice?
Yeah, I have my phone sex operator voice. Good morning.
And every guy out there just melted in his chair.
Don't do that. Not while you're at work. Hands above the desk. You know, tomorrow there'll be a lawsuit filed. So-and-so's filing a lawsuit against Gamer Girls Radio for making him lose his job. He says he's unable to refrain from insert whatever here. Oh, that was a bad choice of word, wasn't it?
I'm topic of that conversation. That came up yesterday in the castle. Okay, anyways.
Now people are like, wait a minute, castle? And no. Yeah, you'll learn all about it next week. So are you first today or am I first?
I'll start out today. It's Thursday. I'm going to start out with the stupid people.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Mm-hmm. Why? All right, I got to quit giggling. Wyoming Valley counselor disturbed by school shooter mod.
I knew you were going to open with that. I was looking right at it.
All right.
Yes.
I totally stole it. all right, we may be a little bit giggly, a little bit caffeinated this morning. The Times leader reports on a drug and alcohol counselor who is agitated over the Half-Life 2 mod School Shooter North American Tour 2012. The CEO of Wyoming Valley Alcohol and Drug Services wants parents, teachers, school administrators to be aware of its existence and the possibility that it might be available soon, even though, you know, it was pulled the other day. They're not going to host it anymore, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, showing that he doesn't understand the concept of a mod or that it is being developed online and to be given away for free. Ambrosino said he has warned the superintendents of area schools, federal and state legislators, as well as major retailers such as Kmart, Walmart, and Target about the game because, you know, you can't read the internet. Did I mention idiot? I'm sure they will be delighted to know that a modification they don't actually sell will be released soon. He also issued a notice at the request of the State Bureau of Drug and Alcohol Programs, urging treatment and prevention professionals to take a formal stand against the game's release. Oh, my God. Idiot.
Yeah, see, that's where you get the smacking of the
lips. This is what happens when people... All right, look, I understand you want your grandparents to have a computer. I understand you want them to be able to check Facebook. But could you please teach them how to actually, I don't know, read or something, understand the context of gaming? I don't know, something.
It's not, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it is. I'm trying to be subdued. It's not working. It's not just that they don't understand Facebook. They don't understand anything about computers, period. I'm telling you, in the next 10, 15 years, you're going to have a license to be on the Internet. I'm not joking.
Let me rephrase. This guy needs his revoked. Whoever bought him the Dell computer for Christmas, please go pick up your Christmas gift and take it away from him before he hurts himself.
I tell you what's funny. If you see the image up on Game Politics, is him sitting at a desk, and he's got the video up on YouTube, apparently. And then in the background, there's teddy bears sitting on top. It just takes away from your whole credibility.
I know. All right, so I guess I should actually finish this article. Ambrosino says, we feel this is a serious... Acts of violence and suicide are linked to alcohol and substance use. BDAP advocates for stronger prevention policies, and this would include supporting efforts to prevent this harmful and dangerous video game from being released. Ambrosino, you're an idiot. If it's such a serious threat, then why can't Ambrosino do a little research on what the hell he's talking about? Yes, way to go, Ryder, Times Leader. Oh, I love you.
Wait a minute. Is that my cue?
Yes, that is your cue right there.
I should have picked the one where they were laughing. more along this lines of this one. Okay. Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. I'm just amazed by this guy's stupidity. Oh, my God. At least he concedes that a modification like this may not be all dangerous in young people's hands, but he does insist that in the hands of an at-risk teen, it could prove to have adverse effects. Yes, and this is why parents should parent their children.
Not you.
You should know what your kid is playing. Yeah, not you, because apparently you're probably one of those hen-pecker peoples.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, I heard what I just said. See, if you hadn't have pointed it out, Corey. Hen-pecking people?
Hen-pecker people.
All right, I'm bright red now.
I just reported. Just saying.
Oh, good Lord. My cheeks are going to burn right off. All right, I'm going to stop there before I stick my foot any further in my mouth, and I'm going to let Corey have it. I'm done. 11:07, and I'm done.
Oh, no, ma'am. You are not done. You are so not done. Well, those of you, behave you. Those of you that are fans of the Pro Circuit will be happy to know that MLG has kicked off the Pro Circuit season in Dallas today. You know, I was supposed to go. I'm sorry, you guys. It's a busy year. I forget everything. And I may still dart up there over the weekend. Who knows? So apparently more than $120,000 in prizes and player stipends are up for grabs via the three main stages of gameplay action featuring the record-setting blockbuster title Call of Duty Black Ops, also making its MLG Pro Circuit debut along... will be Halo Reach and the fastest... oh, gosh, they have this written all weird. It's also Blizzard Entertainment StarCraft II Wings of Liberty. The expo match is going to feature NFL pros David Buehler, Raghib Ishmael, and Corey Proctor. It's some football people that are like, stop it. I'm sorry, y'all. This will start today, April 1st, April Fool's Day, interestingly enough, at 2:15 this afternoon. I'm assuming Central Standard Time, since Dallas is CST. You can purchase spectator passes online, and we have that link up on our site. Just click the little link. It should take you where you can buy the passes. Or if you're near the Dallas area and can dart up there, you can still buy passes at the site. This particular Dallas competition is the first of a challenging six-city U.S. Pro Circuit Tour that will place the most talented players alongside their toughest opponents. More than 1 million will be awarded throughout the year, making this the largest MLG season to date. If you've never been to an MLG, I am telling you, nobody parties like gamers. and in Dallas at that, where, you know, we don't have all those weird weather things, not all the time. And if it's weird weather thing, it's a good thing. You know, if it's cold here, it's cool, it's pleasant. So anyway, go check that out. I may pop up, no promises. I may pop up there over the weekend and see if anything interesting is going on, see if I can steal some things from some of the Alienware table. notice I got... I won't. I told you, they have those things chained down. There's no way.
See, what's worse is that she knows they're chained down, and she knew which exits weren't the most guarded.
It was right when you came in. You couldn't miss it. You know, the whole big glowing, it's a glowing area. You know, you cannot not see it. And yes, I did go over and did make note that they were chained down, and I said, damn it.
Yes, one of these days we're going to have to call our readers, please, or listeners, please bail us out of jail because we tried to steal the Alienware computer.
I wouldn't try. I'm going to jail. I'm getting out with it.
All right. Hey, have you heard of Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
I know, right? Okay, well, it looks like it's actually going to make its debut on the Nintendo DS the 6th of May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quick 3D?
Does not say it's 3D. Mastertronic Group today announced that PopCap's Plants vs. Zombies is to be released in the UK. Oh, in the UK. They always get the best stuff. On the Nintendo DS. So I'm guessing not the 3D. This runaway success from PopCap Games, the worldwide leader in casual video games, has been successfully released across multiple platforms and will be available to buy for the... will be available to buy for the Nintendo DS on the 6th of May, 2011. The product director, Neil McKenna, says Plant vs. Zombies is the fastest-selling iPhone iPod strategy game of all time, selling 300,000 copies in the first 9 days it was available on the App Store. Holy crap, people. With such a proven track record on a portable platform, we are delighted to bring Plants vs. Zombies to the world's most popular handheld gaming device, the Nintendo DS. So for those of you who've been living under a rock or, you know, just too busy listening to Corey's voice to actually pay attention, Plants vs. Zombies is a mob of brain-hungry zombies is unleashed on your home, and your only defense is an arsenal of zombie-zapping plants. Use pea shooters, walnuts, cherry bombs, and to destroy zombies. Corey, shut up. and more to destroy zombies before they reach your front door. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
Every day, all day, live.
I'd like to point out this time it was her fault.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. I really have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so, you guys will be happy to hear this. I can't talk either. Stop it, you're contagious, Ginger. Two human makers are going to get the green light to file their, what they're calling, epic lawsuit. Yes, twist on words, play on words, whatever you want to call it. GamePolitics.com is reporting that after years of waiting, it looks like Silicon Knights' lawsuit against Epic Games has been given the green light by the judge. If you recall back in 2007 when the two human developer Silicon Knights alleged that Epic Games had neglected Unreal Engine licenses to develop its own game, Gears of War, the Canadian studio alleged that the 4-year development period for two human was due to Epic misleading the company about what Unreal Engine 3 was capable of. Further, SK challenges that Epic prioritized the development of Gears of War above all the development studios that had licensed Unreal Engine 3. Curiously enough, no other studio is trying to sue Epic. because the company didn't get the support it deserved or the engine it was promised, the company is seeking a cut of the profits from Gears of War. I saw that coming a mile away. It's certainly one of the boldest requests from a developer in the court case involving a product it had nothing to do with. Silicon Knights president Dennis Dyack told Kotaku in a related story that when Epic first went public about our case to the press, they said that our claims were without merit. The two separate federal court judges have now disagreed with Epic and have ruled that the case does have merit. While Silicon Knight will get a stay in court, it's tough to see a jury giving them profits from Gears of War.
Really, Silicon Knights? I never played Too Human. I thought it looked great, but once it came out, I heard horrible things. I don't normally follow when people say it's horrible, horrible things. We are game reviewers. Sometimes we discover some games that they say are horrible or not, are not as bad as we thought. But it just didn't do anything for me after I got a chance to look at it being played. So I'm going to say, people trying to get a cut of Gears of War, just let it go. Just let it go. Work on making a new game, or there's other engines to use. There's the one that I helped develop, Hero Engine. It's a really excellent engine, I'm just saying. So go find something else to build your game with. Get about it. Seems to me like you guys didn't sell too many games, and now you're trying to look elsewhere to get money. It's called a loan.
Oh. Ouch, Corey.
Okay, it's the caffeine talking.
Something.
Taps vein. Let me tap my vein. Oh. More caffeine. Okay.
Oh, my God, Corey.
Hey, this is full on Corey today. I've had sleep. I slept. Can you believe it? I slept.
You know, the other day it was me all wound up. Today it's you.
No idea what you're talking about. Go. Mm-hmm. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, that'll teach me to stay up all night. Anyways, Bergsala Lightweight announced Loving Life with Hello Kitty and Friends coming to the Nintendo.
No.
Oh, yes. All right, all you Hello Kitty and Friends lovers, looks like y'all are going to get a new Hello Kitty game. Loving Life with Hello Kitty and Friends, the follow-up to the incredibly successful Happy Party with Hello Kitty and Friends, now offers a host of extra features including jobs, shopping, and with all Hello Kitty's best friends.
No.
Loving Life with Hello Kitty and Friends for the Nintendo DS is set to be published this summer in the UK and PAL markets by Bergsala Lightweight AB and is proudly presented by Rising Star Games. Hello Kitty returns to help out her friends any way she can in Loving Life with Hello Kitty and Friends. New additions to the Hello Kitty and Friends mean she can now visit her friends in the shopping mall and even help with some part-time work. Players can also take Hello Kitty shopping, decorate her room, and choose her clothes. Loving Life with Hello Kitty and Friends features all of Kitty's best friends. Aw, isn't that cute?
Oh, I think I gagged. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Play with Hello Kitty and her friends over 5 distinctive areas. Hello Kitty's room, the shops, the food court, a shopping area, and playing with Hello Kitty's friends. Oh my God, this is so sickeningly cute.
For the love of God, please. I'm gonna gag.
In Hello Kitty's room, you can customize furniture, clothing, and accessories, Corey. At the shops, you can put on unique uniforms for each shop, play fun mini games, and help out at various shops, all run by Hello Kitty's best friends.
You are so getting the face. I mean...
no, dude, I love it. In the food court, you can work at various jobs to earn churro, the in-game currency, and play more mini games based on the shop you choose to work in. You can then use churro you've earned to purchase goods and visit Hello Kitty's friends in the various shops. You can also play an additional 8 mini games with Hello Kitty's friends. All right, I'm not going to read the rest of this because I'm going to gag myself. So, if you happen to be one of those Hello Kitty lovers, or maybe you're one of those crazy weirdo freaks who play Hello Kitty Online Island Adventure, whatever the exact game was.
We shouldn't call them weirdos.
No, seriously, if you're playing that, risingstargames.com is the website that is presenting this. So head over there and check it out if you'd like. Looks like they're not giving us any kind of screenshots, and I don't know if I'm really going to be that enthused to put this up on the website, but I'll think about it. And Corey just sneezed or something.
I was trying to clear my throat after that sickeningly sweet story.
I know, right?
I'm so disgusted. Okay, so I shouldn't say that. Hello Kitty is big in Japan.
Seen some interesting takes on Hello Kitty items.
No, we don't want to talk about it. We cannot talk about it during the day. Later, yes.
It gives the rabbit a whole new meaning.
Am I in the right news? Am I in the right? It's the 31st of March, right?
I think it is, but I don't know.
I'm looking at some things
we've done,
and I'm wondering why. Okay, I'm going to read this because we've talked about it before. I thought it was cool then, but I need for you people that's making this game to stop it. This is enough. You guys remember a few months ago we were telling you about iPottery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they decided that they needed to make another one. Why?
Why, people?
This thing is very popular on iPhone and iPad. The application was, in fact, the number one app in the entertainment category of the app in 45 countries. Now the Mac OS version. Oh, we'll try to beat that record. Let's Create Pottery. Let me tell you how wonderful this game is. With Let's Create, it's a pottery making ceramics. It's never been more simple and fun. Become a true artist and create one-of-a-kind pottery. You know what? No, I'm not reading this. Let me tell you. One-of-a-kind pottery is made with your real hands. End of story. But if you...
I was thinking, why would you make pottery online? All right.
If you're... I could see on the iPhone sometimes it's soothing. You're stuck somewhere. You kind of need to calm your nerves. You're at the DMV. You don't want to bash the clerk in the head. You know, that gets you jail and news and everything else. So, yeah. But why... Anyway, if you're interested in the game, I'm not going to tell you any more about it. You can check it out at iDreams Games on Twitter, iDreams.fan on Facebook, and iDreams Games on YouTube. I am no. The Hello Kitty pushed me over the edge. I'm at my limit. Reached my limit. No, 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 no.
That's fine.
I'll do another one. I just can't do that one. Let me jump to another one because I can't.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You cheating people at Crysek 2.
Uh-oh.
Crysek is saying, bad boys, bad boys. Okay, anyway. Crysek said they're not happy that people are cheating at Crysek 2 and has pledged to take steps to permanently remove exploits from the game. This could also mean you getting removed from the game. Further, Crysek promises that cheaters will be punished if they get caught, and not in the fun way you're probably thinking. We do take cheating very seriously here at Crytek, and this is from the developer on their blog today. It says, we're currently taking steps to remove exploits from Crysek 2 and penalize those individuals that chose to utilize them. Crytek went on to thank players for their patience as it deals with these sort of problems. Wow. Crytek will launch a series of updates over the next few weeks aimed at fixing post-release problems like cheating, and a patch will be released this weekend, which will remove auto-aim and added a cheat detection system.
See, yeah, we had that issue with Stargate Resistance. I hated that crap. People who use that,
I don't understand the people. I don't even use cheat codes when I play games. I think strategy guys are cheating. I like to find all my stuff. If you look at my achievements and you're like, I don't have that many, the ones I do have that you have, I found on my own. I didn't read anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the fun for me, finding what the developers work so hard to put in. But I digress.
Well, it was both doubly irritating because I got reported for cheating because apparently I was too good to have been killing as many people as I was killing, especially because I was the only girl. And, yeah, to get that many headshots, I must be using some kind of auto-aim.
Or how about you're just a good shot?
I did, too. I was like, here, check my account. Nothing there, bud. So, I had the developers who played. They were like, no, she's just that good. So, see, don't move. Hey, cheaters. Hate them.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah, I'm going to have to write it. That was a good game, too. I'm so sad it's gone. All right, anyways, I guess it's my turn.
Yes, Hagrid.
All right. History Great Battles Medieval is now available. These are my battles, and I will fight for my men, for my king, and my country.
Ginger.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Good Lord, All right, today's going to be one of those days, Corey. Slytherin and Matrix Games are thrilled to announce the release of History Great Battles Medieval for the PC. Now gamers can enjoy the unique and intense blend of strategy and role-playing set in the dramatic backdrop of the Hundred Years' War. David Heath, Director of Operations at Matrix Games, says, oh, I'm going to lose my voice. Allergies. Texas is bad. I know, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, so David Heath, Director of Operations at Matrix Games, says, this game has it all, thrilling medieval strategy, role-playing, and progression elements that keep you coming back for more. Beautiful 3D battlefields and a very friendly user interface, Once you start to build your mighty army and bring your enemies to battle, you'll be hooked for sure. This is the Hundred Years' War. Each man must stand tall. Each man's mettle must be tested. But amongst all men, there are leaders. There are those who will not be cowed. Can you be that leader? In this epic strategy RPG, you will lead your army through the greatest of medieval wars and make history live again. History Great Battles Medieval is a unique blend of real-time strategy and role-playing that allows you to develop your army, gaining experience, abilities, and equipment to customize your troops. Mm. Success can never be guaranteed, but to give you the best chance, you must engage in careful preparation and be sure to equip your squads to meet every eventuality. In addition, an exciting battle card is used at the right time. In history, sorry, were you going to break in there?
Oh, well, you cut out for a second, so I was checking to see.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm still here. Right. Time Warner, if you cut me out, I'm going to cut you. In History, Great Battles Medieval, you take command as a general in control of English or French forces during the Hundred Years' War. As the English, you will fight under the Black Prince, Henry V, and other heroic characters from history. And as the French, you fight for the famous Joan of Arc and the King. I was about to say, where are the women in this battle? But there she is, Joan of Arc. All right, so this is awesome. You want to find out more? It looks like you can head over to matrixgames.com, matrixgames.com, and check it out. Again, no pictures. I'll try to find some and get it up on the website, though.
Well, it seems as though there is a wizard in now.
Is he breaking into your windows?
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because he's zapping everybody about here. Y'all seen the Sims commercial? That's my favorite one. Anyway, Ubisoft, one of our favorite companies, is obtaining an injunction against THQ to prevent talent drain. Juicy fighting. I told you guys, year of the fighting. So Ubisoft has taken a court injunction out against ex-employees Patrice Dessier and Adolfo Gomez Udra to prevent them from continuing to breach non-solicitation clauses in their employment contracts. Both were accused of headhunting former Ubisoft colleagues to join them at the new THQ Montreal studio. Ooh.
Not good.
This has come to us from our friends at GameIndustry.biz. The story was originally broken by a French site called Rue Frontenac. Hello, bonjour. And was translated and pursued by Game Informer. Hello, Game Informer. Love you guys. Which retrieved the following statement from Ubisoft. It said Ubisoft has filed a request before the Superior Court of Quebec for injunction against THQ Inc. in order to have them comply with the non-solicit clause included in Ubisoft's Montreal employee work contracts. The Superior Court of Quebec has also granted the injunctions to the satisfaction of Ubisoft. This procedure aims to protect Ubisoft Montreal in a breach of contract situation and to defend the long-term financial and creative health of the studio. The Assassin's Creed creator and fellow ex-Ubisoft employee Gomez Udra now both work for THQ's new super studio in Montreal, and the CA is leaving in May. He left actually May of last year after 12 years at the studio and six of those years working on Assassin's Creed. Oof. Shortly afterwards in last year of July, it was announced that THQ would be opening the Montreal office, with the CA widely speculated to be that studio's new head. Not long after that, the CA was confirmed in the job, beginning only with his non-compete clause with Ubisoft, which expired in May. Between July 2010 and the present, three high-ranking members of Assassin's Creed team announced their resignation from Ubisoft, citing various reasons for doing so. The three staffers were artistic director Alex Drouin, production manager Mark Bessner, and associate producer Jean-François Boivin. I love my French. All that signed up to the signed up at THQ's Montreal venture, working under the CA. Ubisoft's peak turned to ear when THQ's Danny Bilson made explicit in an interview with Joystick that all three had been headhunted from Ubisoft as a result of direct requests from the CA. Bilson is quoted as saying, "I don't think I can talk about the other three people we've already contracted. I just know Patrice said I need these three guys. And I said, okay, whatever you need. We put all of them on retention and got them started on their non-compete clauses. I kind of know what their roles are, but they were the most important people to Patrice. All three of them are UB. UB, be careful. You're turning into EA. You can read
EA is the devil.
EA is the devil. And that's one devil too many. You know EA can't have that. They're going to come after you again. Okay, so, or I should say THQ is turning into the devil. Whichever, all of y'all are losing your minds. Okay, so you can read the rest of the story or the full story over at GameIndustry.biz. Ooh, juicy, all the fighting going on. I got some popcorn. I'm just laying in wait and watching. Oh, lovely.
Ringside tickets, baby. Ringside tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, talking about crazy people out there in the world. You want to see the virtual world? See virtual worlds set Guinness World Record for most expensive virtual property purchase.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. SEEC continues to make headlines with purchases of purchase of Planet Calypso for a record-breaking $6 million USD.
Mm.
Wow. SEE Virtual Worlds, an entertainment company developing a virtual reality universe of connected planets tied to licensed franchises, today announced the Guinness World Records, the ultimate global authority on record-breaking, has confirmed the record for the most expensive virtual property purchase. SEE Virtual Worlds recently acquired the rights to Planet Calypso from MindArk, the company behind the virtual 3D environment Entropia Universe, for a record-breaking $6 million USD. Holy crap.
Wow.
Corey, no, we're doing this wrong. Planet Calypso is the first planet in the Entropia Universe and has been successfully running since 2003 with more than 950,000 registered accounts from 200 countries. And territories, with $428 million USD processed in player-to-player transactions in 2010. Holy crap. Wow. Virtual worlds are continuing to shine and grow within the gaming industry, and our Guinness World Record complements our support for the future prosperity and progress of the space. This is coming from Martin... I'm going to kill your name, I'm sorry. Martin Bilius, CEO of SEE Virtual Worlds. The purchase of Planet Calypso is a testament of our commitment to make the social online gaming world and is just one of the many steps we are taking in the thriving industry. We've seen enormous growth in the amounts for which digital property can be bought and sold over the last 5 years, and it's great to finally see the first multi-million dollar virtual item change hands. This is coming from Gazdeev, editor of the Guinness World Records Gamers Edition. Guinness World Records is dedicated to chronicling all that is extraordinary and exceptional within the interactive gaming space, and this acquisition certainly qualifies. Yeah, it does. Holy crap. SEE Virtual Worlds is the publisher behind the highly anticipated Planet Michael, a first-of-its-kind interactive gaming and social experience that truly celebrates Michael Jackson's artistry and his messages of love and peace, and a Universal Monsters world featuring Van Helsing and the Universal Studios' legendary line of cinematic monsters. The company also recently acquired the assets of First Planet Company, now rebranded as SEE Digital Studios, which will continue to enhance Planet Calypso. Oh, wow. All right, so you want to read more about this, you can head over to SEEGlobalEntertainment.com, SEEGlobalEntertainment.com. And if you're one of those whose ears perked at the idea of Planet Michael, head over to PlanetMichael.com. It looks like there are maybe some pictures of this Planet Calypso. I'll try to get them up on the website in a little bit, so GameAndMatrix.com for those.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, speaking of Michael Jackson, Zombie Tycoon was nominated for technical excellence.
That is wrong.
Michael Jackson knows I love him wherever he is. Rest in peace. Zombie Tycoon was nominated for technical excellence in Flash Award at the FITC this year. The FITC is called Flash in the Can. They recognize achievements in Flash gaming. So Firma Studios is the leading independent game developer in Canada. Today has announced their nomination. They're saying Zombie Tycoon was built using a combination of Adobe Molehill's technology and Frame's proprietary Icefield 3D engine. Zombie Tycoon is one of the most advanced Flash games to be released. He says, we're honored to be nominated for two FITC awards. That's from Steve Couture, Frame's CEO. He says, our R&D team has worked extremely hard to ensure we're always on the leading edge of technology, and it feels fantastic to be recognized. The FITC is held from May the 2nd through the 4th, in 20 of this year at least, in Toronto, and is a three-day event of presentations, demonstrations, networking opportunities, and parties, just like every other gaming conference, about the Yes, everybody loves the parties, especially gamers. And it's also covering the technical and business aspects of Flash and digital media. Topped off with the FITC Award Show, the event aims to leave attendees inspired, energized, and awed while covering the Flash and digital media industries. If you're wondering about Zombie Tycoon, players can control their very own horde of ravenous zombies. It was developed in a mere few months by Frema Studios' R&D team. So the Zombie Tycoon Icefield demo, which you can, we have a link up you can go and play if you want to, check it out, offers three levels of zombie madness. Two game modes are available to try, Mild, which offers the players a chance to explore and conquer the game world, and Chunky Mode, which offers players a chance to see the full power of the new technology with over 100 zombies moving on the screen at the same time. Like, we haven't seen that already. River Studios' Zombie Tycoon Icefield demo was also nominated for an FITC People's Choice Award, and the voting is still open. If you want to play it and then vote, it will remain open until April 22nd at midnight, so you can drop by and have your vote counted. And all of that information is up on our website, including links to the award show, where you can play the demo and vote if you'd like to vote. Yay!
Yay! I was muted. I was like, yay! I was muted. I like zombies and award shows and parties. All
everybody,
fun.
Everybody loves zombies.
Mm-hmm. And now we just need to have a zombie party.
Up in your body. Okay, give me.
All right. Looks like there's another person trying to do some good for Japan. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Silent Hill composer auctions guitar for Japan.
Oh, that's serious.
Mm-hmm. Silent Hill composer Akira Yamaoka, I'm sorry if I killed your name, is auctioning off the guitar he used to write all the music for the game in a bid to raise money for Play for Japan. According to eBay auction information, the soul of Silent Hill resides in this guitar, and there's a good chance that the guitar is haunted.
Sure. You're itching for a lawsuit, aren't you, guys?
I know, right? I think that's hot. As silly as that sounds, the guitar is certainly an item worth owning because it is a piece of gaming history. The complete lot consists of the Yamaha APX-15FM acoustic electric guitar, a Line 6 FB4, and a Line 6 POD. Yamaoka supposedly bought the guitar right before he started working on the first Silent Hill game and has used it for every game in the series since then. He also supposedly used it in a live performance of the Silent Hill music at the video game's live concert. If you want to purchase this guitar, you'd better have at least a couple of $1,000 handy. It is worth it because it is a piece of gaming history, and buying it will provide more aid to Japan. Wow, that is crazy. You can find it on eBay. I'm sure if you probably look up Akira Yamaoka, A-K-I-R-A, first name, Y-A-M-A-O-K-A is the last name, or just look up the Silent Hill guitar, you'll probably find it. Yeah, and there is, oh, there's even more. Play Japan has a whole list of auctions up, so you need to check out the charity's official website, which is playforjapan.org. See if maybe there's something you can't buy to help them out, because those guys over there really need it right now.
Or at the very least, just donate a little cash. You may not have much, but let's share.
Don't go out and get that cup of coffee today. Just throw that change into the donation thing.
Yeah, come by my house and get the coffee. It's much better. Somebody's gonna mess
my head, but I don't know.
Hey, you see how I'm behaving. I make my stuff strong.
If you make me some tea, I'll come over. I know it's a long drive, but if you make me some tea.
I got tea. I'll put it in the coffee.
No.
Yes. You like it. Act like you like it. You know you do.
No, not in the coffee. No. Tea.
You won't sleep for a few days, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, because that's all I need. Less sleep.
You love me. You know you do. Okay.
If you saw me play Second Life, you would know what I was getting up into last night. Last night was hilarious.
Shh. No sharing until next week. Bad ginger, bad.
It was fun.
Yeah, I know what you're up to. I'm going to, you know. let me do this story so we can take our break. Sure, you did. Let me get this story out because we have to take a break here in a minute. Okay, so a report, Game Politics is reporting that Netflix is aligning with consumer groups. Yes. According to a report in The Hill, streaming video giant Netflix is lining up lobbyists to take on Washington to protect its interests. Cover its ass. So the company, who hired its first in-house lobbyist earlier this year, is aligning itself with internet reform groups. This makes sense, as net neutrality has the potential to protect the company's core business, streaming video, from usage fees that broadband companies might try to impose on them if given the chance. And you know Comcast will, because Netflix, of course, is aligning itself with Free Press, the Media Access Project, Public Knowledge, and Consumers Union, who all have a common interest in fighting overage fees on the internet users who access a high volume of data. People that use streaming video like Netflix, Hulu, us, and other content online. The company is meeting frequently and prominent consumer advocates, according to The Hill report. One of the public interest groups who chose to remain anonymous claims that it is working on a study of how Netflix could be threatened by internet service providers during fee disputes, such as the one between Level 3 and, you heard us say it a moment ago, Comcast. Boo! I'm surprised my internet didn't cut off just then. Clink. Tinder,
all right, they're evil. No, I'm still here. I'm thinking how evil they are.
I'm sorry. They're no longer Comcast. As I was explained to me, it's now in Xfinity. They're rebranding themselves. You'll still have the same service. You can change your name all you want. You still
still have the same crappy, crappy service.
Now, who has great service? I must say it again. I love you, Virgin Mobile. And my cousin, who I know is listening, I will have to have her call in and give you guys her take on her new LG OV, whatever she's called it. She called it Optimus Prime, I think, last night. It's Optimus, but it's not Optimus Prime, crazy girl. Her phone, it's Android-powered. She is in love with the phone. She's on like 50 million different apps. She has Skype open. She's texting me. Her GPS is talking to her. She keeps telling me, I know exactly where I am. I'm at the corner of blah, blah. I say, no, I don't care. But I'm happy for you.
So glad the GPS things have gotten better. One of them tried to run me off off an overpass. I was in Minnesota. It was not good. Not good.
That's always
fun. Turn left here, and I'm on the very top of the overpass. And it's like, there's no left turn.
That was 5 years ago when this map was created. So,
Yeah.
The joke is on you. So, it is time for us to take us a quick respite. While my mailman is getting eaten alive outside, I should probably go save him. But I'm not. So, you can find all this and other news, of course, on our website, GamerNatrix.com and GamerGirlsRadio.com. I am looking for you guys some lovely music. You know what? I think you guys need some sexy music. It is Thursday. Now, for those of you listening live, unfortunately, we're going to shut off on you in about 2 minutes. You'll have to download the rest of the music today. But if you aren't listening live, enjoy this short musical respite. And if you hadn't listened yet to our interview with Capitalism from last night, you should have listened. And ladies, like we told you those guys were hot, right? Right?
So sincerely hot. Holy cow, the accents.
Also, yours truly is on Border House today. Yay, go check it out. Yes, I know there's some typos.
It was an awesome article, though. Awesome, beautiful article. Loved it. Girls, you got to go read it.
I do what I can.
We'll see. Actually, you not just for the girls. Everybody go read it.
Yes, yes. No. Yes, yes. No. And ignore Ginger's tweet about the vampires and sexy pixels.
May have been talking about Ginger and Blinkin.
That's who this music is for, you and your vampire people. Hey, I have one, don't I?
Baby. Me and my vampire people. I'm human, Corey. Which one of us is vampire?
Oops. I have never Yes, I have.
Yeah, you want to bite, Ginger? Got to join Second Life.
Oh, see, you know what? Break that.
I'm not bad. I'm just rendered that way.
Oh, no. I have Ginger. I'm sorry.
yes, it's all your fault. all your fault. You're the one who totally corrupted me.
I did. You're a lovely girl now. Not so much. Bad.
Aww.
You're so lovely. You're just bad.
I'm not bad.
No, she's not bad. She's sweetie pie with
exactly.
with bad tendencies.
Yeah, don't let the little girl voice fool you.
Yes, don't. Yes, you have no idea. Okay, so we are back after that short break. We decided to talk through that lovely music because some of you out there, we didn't want you touching yourself while we were talking. It's just wrong. Hands above the desk. You're at work. It's not wrong, but, not at work. Stop that.
Not at work, people. Not at work.
And you there, third cubicle back on the left. Stop that. Yes, you. Yes, you.
You know, some poor guy's looking around right now like, what?
Yes, you. You.
Where's
you?
The camera?
Mm-hmm. We see you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ginger. I do have another story, or you can go.
I can go. Actually, because this one kind of interests me. kind of, just a little bit. You've heard of motion capture stuff, right?
Love it.
Yeah, there is a new studio opening its doors to make way for a motion capture studio. This is coming from the UK. Eurocom has today announced that it is opening their motion capture studio to the wider game and animation industries, providing high-quality motion capture services with competitive prices. For those of you who have not seen movies or games that have used motion capture, it's beautiful. Everything flows so much better. Looks so much more human. Eurocom's managing director, Matt Sneap, says, "We've been really impressed with the results from our internal mocap studio, and we are now letting external game and animation studios take advantage of the team's 5 years of experience meticulously capturing body and facial performances." Established in 2006, Eurocom's motion capture studio has been used to great effect on many high-profile games, including GoldenEye, Dead Space Extraction, Beijing 2008, Pirates of the Caribbean at the World's End, and other projects for third-party game developers. The studio itself measures 20 meters by 20 meters. I don't know why that's a big thing. And is the largest purpose-built motion capture studio in Europe. Fully equipped with sports flooring, a flight harness, a scaffolding, and crash mats, Eurocom also provides a full real-time pre-visualization service with a virtual camera and virtual glasses for complete immersion. Their system can be taken off-site to shoot on location for sports games or inside TV audio studios. Eurocom's highly experienced team can provide the support that any game or animation project requires for planning right through to post-production. All right, so for those of you in UK who maybe are game developers listening to us, send us your games for one. And for two, if you want to check out Eurocom, you can check it out at eurocom.co.uk/mocap. I love mocap. They have it in Second Life. Oh, the AOs with mocap are so much nicer.
I will have to find me an AO with mocap. I have not been. You have one? Oh, yours is?
Hmm?
I wonder if mine is, and I just don't know it. Well, no, you know what? No, it can't be, because one of those animations is a little questionable. Mm. And I would like to also add, we will be having a section dedicated to Second Life. I'll be talking about some stuff that's just not right. Some of you... Yes, I am shaking my head.
Some of you are hilarious and awesome.
No, I mean some of the things that some people create and sell, and I'm wondering how they're staying in business in Second Life. This proves to you people will buy anything, really.
Mm-hmm. And there are things that are amazing and just beautiful.
Very, very true. Very true. But I forgot what I was going to say. I did have something to say. I promise I did. I'm crazy today. Wow. Well, in that case, let me move to the next story. This one's very important. We talked about this earlier this week. So you guys remember we were telling you about Metacritic and their scoring system and how they pulled it. And as soon as my page finishes loading, news loading, developer career scores will not return to Metacritic. Looks like they listened to us, Ginger. Metacritic, hello, are you still there?
No, I was unmuting myself. I was like, they listen to us?
Yeah, they listen to us.
Heck yeah, see, that's what happens. You listen to us, people.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're saying that it will not bring back scores for individual developers after a week in which it was roundly criticized by the games industry for rating individuals using incomplete or out-of-date information. speaking in an exclusive interview that was published today on GamesIndustry.biz, co-founder and games editor Mark Doyle admitted the process was nowhere near as detailed as it needed to be, but he also suggested that the games business was has done a poor job of crediting staff for projects they've worked on. He says, we have no plans to bring it back. Right now we want to see if we can build a database and take a shot at it, see what we can do. The individual scores went live last August, but only recently caught the eye of high-profile developers, where vocal designers like Peter Molyneux and Cliff Belzinski and David Jaffe were scored against each other. Other developers complained that their details were simply not included on Metacritic or lacked specific releases. He says, if they worked on 30 games and we can only show four, then we take on this score, which is really just an average of those games in our database for them, then it's not fair, admitted Doyle. We discussed it as a team, and it made sense to just drop the overall number while still trying to build a database, which will be difficult, but we're going to give it a shot. It's needless to put that number on it, though. The lack of information about what games people have worked on isn't entirely Metacritic's fault, argued Doyle, who questioned whether the games business correctly and fairly credits developers for the work they've done on completed projects. We found it very tough in some cases to say who's been responsible for a game. I think that's an issue of the industry not needing or wanting to put that information out there. I don't know exactly who's behind that. I haven't discussed it with too many publishers. Let me stop right there. Mr. Doyle, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have never in your life probably worked on a game. In which case, you would know that the last thing on the developer's mind is trying to make sure that you have their information. They're trying to finish their game so they can get paid. It's that simple. Gosh, sometimes some of us, the journalism side, we have such an exaggerated sense of self-importance. We're arguing with the developers, well, you should be doing this. No, what they should be doing is making excellent games. I'm spending $60 a pop. I don't want them stopping to work on a game so that they make sure you have their information. I will tell you what's actually missing from the industry that the film industry has. Agents, or somebody whose job it is to do that. Usually for an actor or actress, it's their agent's job to go over to IMDb and make sure you have all their movies, all their information, their little bio. So they don't have that, and they're not really worried about it at this point. Maybe that's a new company for somebody. Hello out there. Can we get credit, though, when you start that company? Tell them we gave you the idea. But that's what's needed. It's not for them to stop and have to do. The PR people are publicizing the game, so they're not thinking about either coming to hunt you down at Metacritic to make sure you have the correct information. So I say do it right or leave it down. It's that simple. If you're too bothered to go check it out too, then why are you complaining that they are?
Get them, Corey. Get them.
Well, a lot of people are commenting saying they're very happy that they've admitted that was done in error. Some people are like, I wish they'd bring it back. I don't see a problem with you listing who worked on a game and trying to get accurate information. It shouldn't be scored them individually. Again, I think you need to take a page from IMDb and score the game, not the people who made it, and make sure you give all their credits, all the games they work on. And you know what? Maybe we'll do this. Let me look at some things.
And you're right, because people learn. They start from somewhere, and their first game could be complete crap and horrible, and their second game could be awesome.
Slytherin?
Could be the other way around.
Slytherin, who you were talking about earlier in the news?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, their first games that they sent to us were some of the most horrible games I've ever played, and if I compare what they do now to 8 years ago, beautiful. It just takes time, and they shouldn't be penalized because, you know, Joe Blow, who lives in his mom's basement and didn't like something the person said to them on the forum, and keeps scoring the game lower and lower and lower because they don't like the, you know, the game should be scored, yes, but leave the people out of it. And I think, yes, they should be given their due, but
oh, poor Joe Blow in his mom's basement.
Anyway.
All right, well, I have another news story I'd like to get through before we break up.
It's going to be the last one, the last story.
All right, I'm pulling this from the tech section on Yahoo News, and they pulled it from PC World. You want to preview Microsoft's next Xbox 360 system updates? Well, if you live in the U.S. and like to fiddle with updates to the Xbox 360's user interface before they're fully baked, you can sign up now to be among a select few. I'm pretty sure they said 1,000. Who have a chance to do so. Microsoft spokesperson and Twitter chatty Larry Major Nelson Herb wants your help testing the company's next Xbox 360 system update.
Hi, Major Nelson.
Looks like if you head over to connect.microsoft.com/Xbox Live Update, you can sign up to be one of the beta testers. Yeah, so head over there with whichever Windows Live ID connects you to your Xbox Live gamer tag. Herb says, or wrote on his official blog, "This is an important update as we continually strive to improve our products, and we could not do so without the help of our great Xbox community."
Mm-hmm.
So all he says, he also says anyone who signs up will get a free copy of Halo Reach, along with other possible rewards.
Uh-huh. What's that URL again?
That was connect.microsoft.com/Xbox Live Update. It looks like you'll need to fill out a survey, but if you're selected, Herb says they're aiming to include multiple thousands of participants. You will be notified by mail. So email, you know, maybe?
Guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
You guys might as well not bother.
Aww, is it already done?
Yes, it says right now. It says we're sorry, at this time we're no longer accepting applications for programs as we've reached our target audience volume. Please be on the lookout for additional opportunities in the future to participate in Xbox Live preview programs. You can check your Kinect directory to see if you have Xbox Live Update equals pending. Then you successfully registered, and now you need to wait for the follow-up email.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sorry, guys and girls. Oh, man. I hate it when that happens.
Well, you can always sign up. There's a link there on the page that Ginger gave you. I think it, well, no, it doesn't connect to anything. You just go sign up at Microsoft to be a beta tester. Sometimes you get to get in on cool things, you know. Anyway, go sign up. But it's they've already done that. Dave, you know, as soon as he tweeted that.
Sorry, what? It looks like he did tweet it. He also put it up on his official blog.
Yeah, as soon as it went up, it was over. You might as well. If you weren't already on the page when he tweeted it, you're not getting it.
Note to self, find him on Twitter and follow him.
It's at Major Nelson.
Oh, why did I know Corey would know this?
That's because every time I see him, I have to run my fingers through his hair.
Ooh.
He's got nice hair. He does. He's got nice hair. I have to stop doing that. People just misconstrue. I'm one of those people that like to hug and touch people. It's not sexual in any way. That's just me. But I think it's bad. Some people can't handle why. I'm touching them. And sometimes I don't want to touch you. Mm-hmm. People know who you are. Anyway.
Oh,
that was me.
You broke a whole bunch of people's hearts.
People are going to be walking to me, "Do you want to touch me?" What? No, I do not want to touch you. Oh, is it time to go already? You know, this hour goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
You
were right.
I can't believe how quick it's been going, but yeah.
You were right.
It's very quick.
I was complaining, y'all. Y'all were not going to get an hour of Kimberly Girls video. I was like,
I'm already following him. Why am I not?
Because you have too many people to follow, just like he has too many people to follow. You start losing track of people.
That picture on his profile? Kind of hot.
Major is kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. That's
the new one. No, we don't want to get cut. I think Major's great. There's a whole group of them that over at Microsoft that are really good looking guys, but they, you know, I know their wives and their girlfriends, and they cut just like I do, so I usually just kind of, I'll touch the head, but I keep it above the neck, y'all. Sorry. I'm not trying to get killed over the game. You know, I like the song, but it needs some more depth to it. Even though it's like, I'm thinking about getting Lynx Girl tattooed somewhere on me. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about that? Y'all write us and let us know. Webmaster@gamergirlsradio.com. Somebody's going to text you and go, Where exactly are you planning on putting this tattoo? I think that'd be too much, Ginger.
No.
I should get Lynx Girl tattooed. I mean, you didn't even hear what I said.
Look at his picture.
Okay.
I was distracted.
Oh.
He's got that whole military thing going on.
You do know we're still live on the air.
Yes, guys, it's true. Guys in uniforms, totally hot.
Well, it's definitely time for us to go. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Later, guys. Oh, wait, we got the show.
Oh, later tonight. It'll be on tonight. Make sure you listen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.